好的，我们感谢主的恩典。
We are thankful for God's mercy.
在新年的时候
，In this new year，
我们的心都回到主的跟前。
We all come back together, to our Lord.
我们在新年里边呢，今年是马年，刚才看到很多马。
And in the new year, this is the year of the horse, and we saw many, many horses.
我在马勒崩教会讲道的时候，就用马来讲一下。
And when I was preaching at Malabong, I also used horse as my part of my illustration.
那我们说呢，盼望各位呢，在新的一年里边呢，龙马精神。
And we say in the new year we celebrate with good spirit like a horse.
那我们盼望各位办事呢是马到功成。
And we wish good success for everyone.
那我们是凡事都一马当先哈。
And we have to be leader in all things we do.
都是有马的哈。
And all of them are like horses.
那希望大家呢不要太忙。
And hope we will not be too busy.
比如说马不停蹄。
And we won't run around just like a mad horse.
那我们不要呢天天呢北方人说呢是马跳水浪。马跳水浪是奔波的意思哈。
And we won't just run around.
那我们上课的时候呢，不要心猿意马。
And when we are in class, our heart won't run away like a horse.
那你做专文的时候呢，不要马马虎虎。
And we are doing our assignments, let's do it diligently.
得罪神的时候呢，要马上悔改。
And when we have sinned against God, we have to repent immediately.
遇上了引诱了，我们要临危勒马。
And when we face temptation, we have to stop right away.
不然的话呢，就是马前失蹄了。
And if we are not careful, we may lose our footing.
我们的翻译真好啊。
And we have a good speech.
我们感谢主的恩典。
We are thankful for God's grace.
我们大家来自五湖四海。
And we come from all over.
有的来自中国。
Some from China.
有的是本地的。
Some from local here.
有的来自亚洲其他地方。
Or some come from other Asian countries.
有的来自北美洲。
Some from North America.
那我们都是一起来侍奉这位荣耀的主。
And we all come together to serve our glorious Lord.
那今天我们就是用诗篇七十八篇，我们来思考一个题目。
And today we are going to look at Psalm 78 to reflect about one topic.
So 我们侍奉主的时候，我们应该有的态度是什么呢？
What should be our attitude when we serve the Lord?
诗篇七十八篇是亚撒的诗。
And Psalm 78 was written by Asa.
那亚撒呢？当时呢，他把以色列的历史复述了一遍。
Asa reflect upon the history of Israel.
最后的时候呢，他就讲到大卫。
At the end, he concludes with David.
神设立了大卫作为群羊的牧人。
God has set David as the shepherd for the flock.
在七十二节里边呢，我们一块先用中文，然后用英文读出来。
And verse 72, we will read it in Chinese first, then English.
那我们一块来念。于是，他按心中的纯正牧养他们，用手中的巧妙引导他们。So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. 我们说侍奉主的人，我们需要心中有纯正，手中有巧妙。
And when we serve the Lord, we have to have integrity of heart and we have to have skillful hands.
不管你将来是在教会里面牧养。
And regardless where we are pastoring a church,
或是你是做文字事工，
or we are working with literature,
或是你在神学教育里边的教导，
or in theological education,
那不同的岗位，神差遣我们到不同的地方里边来服侍他。
In different location, God sent us there to serve Him.
但是不能缺少的是我们这两方面都需要有的。
And we cannot lack in these two aspects.
就心中要纯正。
And we have to have integrity of heart.
我们手中要有巧妙。
And we have to have good skills in our hands.
圣经讲的时候呢，是非常平衡的来讲。
God has, and the Bible has a good balance when they talk about.
那我们首先来看呢，心中纯正。
Let's talk about integrity first.
我们需要从心里面开始讲。
We have to start from the heart.
圣经就是把那个心放在一个很重要的位置里面。
The Bible, takes heart very seriously.
所以呢，我们在箴言书里边呢，我们一块来念一下好吗？第四章第三二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 it reads.
我们也是先念中文，然后呢英文。
And start with Chinese then English.
你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. 他说保守我们的心。
It talk about keep our heart.
好像一个珍宝，我们保管的非常的好。
It's like a treasure that we are going to protect it.
因为从心里面发出来的就是我们一生的成效。
For from the heart are all the issues, all the effects of life.
我们人看人是看外貌的。
When we look at each other, we look at the services.
我听说呢，星期三呢是你们穿的要很端正的，是吗
？I've heard Wednesday is our formal day.
所以呢，你看我们大家呢穿的很整齐的。
So we all wear very formal clothing.
男的就是啊绿色的那个 Baron Tagalo.
And the man will have the blonde.
然后女的穿的非常整齐的。
And the ladies have a formal dress.
我们人看人是看到一个外貌。
We often judge one another with what's on the surface.
但是呢，神看我们的时候呢，是看到我们的心。
But when God looks at us, He looks at the heart.
圣经里边是要我们将这个心切切的保守。
And the Bible talks about guard our heart.
因为我们以后所做的一切都是从心所引发出来的。
For all we do come from the heart.
耶稣说你那边所充满的是什么，将来你所表现出来也是什么。
And Jesus said, all things come from the heart.
所以我们一个人是要有一个心智，就是说神啊，求你经常的洁净我的内心。
So we should always pray, God, please cleanse our heart.
给我有一个纯正的心。
Grant me a pure heart.
不要太混杂。
And not too mixed up.
我们侍奉主的时候，那个动机是很纯正的。
Our motivation be the pure.
不是为了钱。
Not for money.
也不是为了名誉。
Not for fame.
更不是为了地位跟权势。
And not for power.
我们侍奉主是做众人的仆人。
And we are to be servants for all people.
正如耶稣基督来，他是做众人的万人的赎价。
Just as when Jesus came, he became the redemption for all people.
他不是要人服侍，乃是服侍人。
He is not to be served by people, but he is to serve.
所以呢，我们中国的早年的青年会呢，他的那个座右铭呢，就是啊，非以一人乃异于人。
And in Chinese, we talk about we are not here to receive benefit, but we are here to benefit others.
那我们乃是一生摆上。
And we come here to offer up our life.
默默地做众人的仆人。
And silently, we are to serve other people.
把别人建立起来。
To establish other people.
你可能听说过呢，美国一个的门徒训练的一个机构叫导航会 Navigators。
And the Navigator has this discipleship training program.
那他的创办人的一生的宗旨呢，就是把别人建立起来。
And its memo for its establishment is to build other people.
当这位的创办人他83岁的时候
，When the founder was 83 years old.
那个时候呢，有一次的令会，一个夏令会，他在一个海岛里边举行的。
And in a summer camp in on the island.
然后呢，他讲完道以后呢，又赶到另外一个地方去。
After he finished, he has to rush to a different place.
所以呢，他们呢几个人就坐在一艘的船上面。
And they were in a boat.
有一个弟兄一个姊妹陪伴着他。
A brother and sister will accompany.
那个晚上呢，月黑风高。
In that evening, it was dark and it was windy.
那这那个河上呢，那个波浪很大。
And the it was very wavy.
当那个船在那个河上动荡的时候。
When the boat was rocking,
突然间，那个船一撤，然后那个姊妹呢就掉到水里边了。
Suddenly, as the boat was tipping, the sister fell into the water.
那怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
这位83岁的老人
，and the 83-year-old elderly, 他
年轻的时候呢是游泳的健将。
He used to be a good swimmer when he was young.
他看到那个情景的时候呢？
When he saw this,
他毫不怀疑，毫不犹豫的，就扑通一下呢，就跳到那个水里边。
Without hesitation, he jumped into the water.
然后倒出来，在水下面呢来摸。
And he was searching for the sister.
那第一次呢找不到。
First time he couldn't find her.
他上到那个水面上，深呼吸一下，再潜下去。
He took a deep breath, then he went down again.
那终于呢找到那个姊妹。
Finally, he found the sister.
然后他就用力呢把她举起来。
And he pushed the sister upward.
然后一直呢举到水面上。
And he pushed her to the surface of the water.
然后呢在船上的弟兄呢就过来呢就救了那个姊妹。
And the brother who was in the boat pulled up the sister.
把那个姊妹救上船上呢再回头救那个弟兄那个老弟兄的时候。
But when the brother in the boat, when he turned around to help the one in the water.
这个老弟兄已经是用尽了他所有的气力来扶持那个姊妹，他就淹没在水里边。
But this 83-year-old elderly brother, he used all his energy and he was strong.
他一生就是要建立起别人。
All his life, he is to establish other people.
包括他最后的一口气，都是把别人建立起来。
Even his last bit of energy is to help another.
那我们真的需要呢，保守这颗心。
May we keep this pure heart.
保守它胜过一切。
And we have to guard it more than anything else.
因为我们需要有一个爱主的心。
For we need a heart loving the Lord.
我们从爱主的缘故，我们愿意去爱人。
From our love for God, we love one another.
但我们很熟悉约翰福音21章里边，主耶稣呢，就对门徒，尤其是彼得呢，画出一个呼吁。
We're familiar with John 21.
那当时复活的主就对彼得说了。
At that time, the resurrected Lord said to Peter,
前面是一大网的鱼。
In front of them, there is a lot of fish.
耶稣就问了，西门彼得，你爱我比这一切更深吗？
And the Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than this?
在整个对话里边呢，当然这新约的老师呢，他可能有很多的看见。
Perhaps a New Testament professor will have many interpretation here.
那主呢，就是用一个的全然牺牲的爱 ，agape 的爱来问彼得。
And the Lord used the word agape here.
那彼得呢，不敢用这种全然委身的爱来回应，只能用一种人伦的一个爱来回应。
And Peter dare not answer back in the same way.
那对话了三次以后。
And after three rounds of conversation,
那当就是主呢就提醒彼得，你要喂养我的小羊。
And the Lord reminded Peter, called him to feed the flock.
你跟我呢，将来都是要喂养主的羊群的。
Brother and sister, we are all to feed the flock.
用神的话语来喂养他们。
Feed them with the words of the Lord.
用主的爱来包容他们。
Use the love of the Lord to embrace them.
那你看到在教会里边各种人都有。
In the church, we have all sorts of people.
有的人很可爱的。
Some are lovely.
有的人呢，不一定很可爱的。
Some are not so lovely.
那不可爱的人呢，可能很善心的。
And some of the not so lovely ones exhaust you.
看起来很可爱的人可能是黑心的。
But the ones who are lovely may waste your energy.
正如老师，有的老师是黑脸的。
And just like some teachers, they tend to be very strict.
但是白心的。
But their hearts are very kind.
有的看起来是白脸的。
And some look very kind.
说不定心是很黑的。
And you never can judge the heart.
黑黑白白，白白黑黑。
Black and white.
并且呢，人生很复杂的，有一段时间黑，有一段时间白的。
And life is complicated, and it's not always the same color.
教会里边也是如此啊。
So is the church.
没有永远的敌人的。
You don't have an enemy forever.
那并且呢，今天的敌人明天是朋友啊。
And today's enemy tomorrow may become your friend.
所以我们真的是基于爱主的心来爱主的羊群。
And we need the love of the Lord to love the flock.
不管他们可爱与否。
Regardless whether they are
lovely. 都是主所爱的。
They are loved by the Lord.
并且呢，我们都是一个罪人。
And we are all sinners.
那都是同等的。
We are all the same.
都是蒙主的恩典的。
We are all graced by God's grace.
那是一个爱主的心呢，是必须要有的。
We have to. We need the love of God.
那当我们说用一个纯正的心来牧养羊群的时候
，When we talk about with heart and integrity to lead the flock，
我们同样需要有一个中文说呢，赤子之心。Heart of innocence.
But we also need a heart of innocence.
一个很单纯的。
A simple heart.
很纯真的。
An innocent heart.
没有诡诈的。
No guile.
心如汲水的那种的心态。
The heart is like pure water.
在约翰福音呢，当时耶稣呼召拿单叶的时候。
And when Jesus called Nathanael.
他远远看到他在无花果树里边，然后就说了。
When he saw him under the fig tree,
看了，这是个真以色列人，
Jesus,
心中没有诡诈。
Jesus' comment was, "This is a true Israelite without any guile."
各位弟兄姊妹，心中没有诡诈。
Brother and sister, no evil in the heart.
我们没有心计的。
And we don't scheme in the heart.
不要在心里边很多的混杂的那种杂念。
Don't have too many scheming.
不要用人为的手段来带领教会。
Don't use too many human calculation to lead the heart.
我们真的是很纯一的、单一的来到主的跟前。
But with purity of heart,
主会使用你。
God is going to use us.
一个清心的人是有福的。
The one with pure heart, they are blessed.
那我们再过来呢，需要有一个舍己的心。
But we also have a sacrificial heart.
一个真正愿意摆上的一个心。
A heart that's willing to offer.
主耶稣用一个好牧人做一个教导。
And Jesus said he is a good shepherd.
好牧人就是为羊舍命。
The good shepherd offer up his life for the flock.
他不是看到豺狼来了他先逃的。
He doesn't see the wolves coming then run away.
那你知道呢？在巴勒斯坦的那个的牧羊的人
，In Middle East for
他们在野地里边呢，就是用一些的荆棘的植物呢，就围了一个的羊棚、羊圈。
And in the wilderness, they would build up a pen for the sheep.
然后那个的羊棚呢、羊圈呢，没有门的。
And this pen doesn't have a door.
只有一个缺口。
It almost has a gap.
那这个缺口呢，就是晚上呢，牧人睡在那边。
And that gap, the shepherd will sleep across it.
所以在约翰福音第十章里边呢，就是说我是门。
So in John chapter 10, Jesus talk about I'm the door, I'm the gate.
当豺狼来的时候呢，他就挡住了。
And when the wolves come, he's there to protect.
就保护那些羊群不会受到威胁。
He will guard the sheep such that they will not be threatened.
所以各位弟兄姊妹，一个舍己的心是必须要有的。
Brother and sister, we need this sacrificial heart.
那我们默默的在那边来侍奉。
Pray that we will offer ourselves silently.
我今天早上呢，在教课的时候呢，就提到中国青海呢，有一个地方叫王城。
And in China, in Qinghai, there's a place called Wangcheng.
在1930年的时候呢，有一位传教士在那边服侍。
A missionary worked there in 1930.
他的师母死在那边，埋在那边。
His wife died there and was buried there.
他的女儿死在那边，埋在那边。
His daughter died there, was buried
there. 他前面的十三年只带了一个中国人来受洗。
Over 13 years, he led one person to Christ, and that person was baptized.
平常聚会的时候，他讲到师母弹琴，孩子坐在那边听到，跟一两个的啊中国人在那边听到。
In his first service there, he was preaching. His wife was playing the music, and his daughter and a few people were listening.
他就是坚持，坚持。
And he persist.
那师母死了。他回到美国，主再次给他另外一个师母，他们又来了。
And after his wife died, he went back to North America. He was married again. Then they went again.
那就在那边生了一个儿子。
And they had a son.
我是认识他的儿子的。
I knew his son.
他十三年都坚持下去。
He persevered over 13 years.
一直等到有一次。
Until one time,
当时有一群的土匪要抢夺，要杀，屠杀。
And he met a group of bandits.
那这些的土匪呢，就来到王城。
And the bandits came to 王城。
抢夺了，屠杀了。
And they kill and they rob.
就有不少的王城人呢，就逃到教会里边。
And some of the people escaped into the church.
大概有四五百的中国人呢，逃到教会里边。
About 400 or 500 people were hiding in the church.
那当时土匪又来了。
And the bandits came.
这位传教士就站在门前。
And this missionary stood at the door.
他站在门前，然后跟那些土匪对话。
And he dialogued with the bandits.
那边的四五百的王城人就听着他们的对话。
And the 400 or 500 people from 王城 were listening to this conversation.
这位的传教士，他说：“你们要进来，可以。”
The missionary said to the bandits, "If you want to come in, okay."
先杀我。
You have to kill me first.
你看，他就用他的生命来保护那边的人。
He used his own life to protect the people inside.
那些土匪呢，后来就离开了。
And the bandits left.
那王城的人。都听到这位的传教士用他的生命来保护他们。
And the people inside heard that this missionary was willing to use his own life to protect them.
自从那一次以后呢，一个一个的王城人就来教会了。
After that, people started coming to church one by one.
各位弟兄姊妹，一个舍己的心。
Brother and sister, a sacrificial heart.
再过来，我们需要有一个成圣的心。
And we have to have a heart that's
Sanctification.
Sanctified.
那我们需要把我们自己分别为圣。
We have to devote ourselves.
啊，在约翰福音里边就提到了啊，他是自己分别为圣，也要叫我们因真理成圣。
And in the Gospel of John, Jesus talk about he devote his own life to be sacred, and the disciples have to devote their life as well.
那保罗也是这样说的，一个人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事情，就必成为贵重的器皿。
And Apostle Paul also talked about if a person sanctify himself, he will become a vessel or treasure.
我们需要分别，需要为圣。
We have to devote ourselves, we have to be sanctified.
那很多时候呢，一个成功的人
，often a successful person，
一个成功的人呢，往往呢就出现了一些状况。
Sometimes a successful person will come into a situation.
出现什么一些状况呢？当他成功的时候呢，就逐渐呢就认为自己行了。
And this person become complacent when he becomes successful.
然后呢，就出现了一些的道德上的问题。
And there came scandal.
那你看一些以前曾经在电视里边啊，一些的电视的不老家。啊，看起来是很成功，但是呢，道德上却是非常失败的。
Some TV evangelists they look successful from outside, but they fail miserably morally.
那他所破坏的比他所建立的更大。
And they destroy more than they establish.
各位弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
一个人若不是把他的心分别为圣
unless we sanctify our heart.
你如果将来侍奉上成功的话，
when we succeed in our ministry,
你更是要小心。
We need to be cautious.
不要在成功的时候就离弃了主。
Don't leave the Lord when we become successful.
以为你的成功就是你的成就。
We could think our success is our achievement.
那再过来呢，我们需要有一个的跟从顺服的心。
And we have to have an obedient heart.
主说，你来跟从我。
And the Lord called, come follow me.
跟从我。
Follow me.
那我们要紧紧的跟随主。
We have to follow closely.
主耶稣他刚出来传道的第一道的命令就是要人来跟从他。
Jesus' first command to people is, come follow me.
啊，你来跟从我，我要使你得人如得鱼。
Come follow me, you will become fishers of men.
然后当他复活以后呢，他对门徒，尤其彼得呢，也是如此说，你跟从我。
And after resurrection, he again commanded Peter, come follow me.
那我们需要紧紧的来跟着耶稣走。
We have to follow Jesus closely.
那跟着耶稣走呢，那个意思说，我们要让他作为我们生命的主。
What is to follow? It means Jesus is going to be the leader.
John Stott, 他在世的时候呢，他有一次在一个的聚会里边呢，讲了一句很有意思的话，他用英国的口音呢，这样说的。
And John Stott once in a meeting, he said this.
他我先用英文讲。他说 ,If the Lord is the Lord at all, he must be the Lord of all.
那时候 John Stott 说，如果主是主，他就是完全的主。
对。如果主是一个全然的主，啊，完全的主，他必须是我们生命完全的主。
If the Lord is going to be Lord at all, he is going to be Lord of all.
我们生命的每一个环节都让他的主权来掌管。
Every point in our life, he has lordship over it.
那我们的私人的生活如何呢？
And what is our life?
我们平常上网的习惯怎么样呢？
How is our habit in surfing the web?
就是别人不知道的，没有人也不会有人受影响的那个情况，我们是否还是跟随主呢？
Especially when it's invisible to other people, nobody's going to be affected. Do we still follow Jesus?
耶稣说，你来跟从我。
Jesus said, come follow me.
我们需要紧紧地跟随耶稣。
We have to follow closely.
然后我们来牧养他的羊群。
We come to shepherd his flock.
我们牧养主不是要管辖。
And it means to serve and not to lord over.
在教会里面不是一言堂，你讲了就算了。
And the church is not a place when one dictate over all things.
在教会里面呢，我们需要有一个团队。
And it has to be teamwork.
这个团队我们彼此之间互相的欣赏。
And in this team, we appreciate one another.
然后呢，就在一个团队的侍奉里面来建立起教会。
And the Lord established church in this team.
中国人有句话呢，非常不好的。
And in Chinese we said,
一山不能藏二虎。
We cannot have two tigers in one mountain.
啊，结果呢，两个有恩赐的人就不能同工。
And two gifted persons cannot work together.
这不能建立起一个的团队，互相的来补助。
They cannot work as a team to help one another.
我们那边有一位高远汉牧师。
And in Toronto, we have Reverend Gao.
他现在已经去世了。
He has passed away.
他是前任的华府的总干事。
He used to be the president of COE.
他常常教导我们的同工跟神学生。
He often taught us.
他说，你的成功就是我的成功。
He said, your success is also my success.
他的任务就是把一个人建立起来，让他能够在侍奉上成功。
His task is to establish other people such that they may become successful.
那你看，这是心胸非常广大的。
So he has a big heart.
他不会说呢，别人的成功他就嫉妒了。
He wouldn't envy over other people's success.
他不会看到别人的隔壁的那个教会人数越来越多，那就有一点的心酸了。
He won't envy because the church next door is become bigger.
那我们需要有这种广大的心胸。
We have to have a big heart.
能够真正欣赏别人的成功。
We can appreciate other people's success.
并且建立起这样一种的队伍的侍奉。
And we work as a team.
让我们好好的来学习。
Let's learn.
我的教会呢，教牧同工有35位。
In my church, we have 35 co-workers.
就是在一个团队里面来侍奉。
It's all in one team.
那在一个35的一个的教牧同工加上了其他行政同工呢，有60多人。那在这样一个的团队里面，我们就学习呢来尊重别人。
And in this team, we have 35 people plus other helpers. We have about over 60 people. We have to learn to respect one another.
我们学习如何在沟通里边达到一个共识。
We learn how to have consensus in our conversation.
我们要学习如何把自己的一些的意见放下来。
We need to learn to put down some of our own opinions.
我们学习要如何建立起一些的建设性的一些能源。
We need to have constructive resources.
那让我们能够以你的长补我的短。
Such that people can complement one another.
世上没有一个完全人。
There's no one perfect in this world.
就是说你是很能干的。
Even for a very skillful,
你恩赐很多的。
A very gifted person.
三头六臂的。
And even if you have 3 heads and 6 arms.
这只是一个人而已啊。
But this is one person.
我们中国人说呢，三个呢，臭皮匠了。
And we talk.
就胜过一个呢，诸葛亮。
And we say, Three ordinary people can succeed over one smart guy.
你看，三个人能够同心的，比你一个能干的人，他所成就的更大。
If three persons can work together with unity, they will succeed. They will do more, accomplish more than one person.
求主帮助我们，将来你在牧养教会，你在侍奉的时候，不要单是单刀独行的来侍奉。
May the Lord have mercy on us. So when we serve as a team.
好，那我们讲到纯正的心以后呢，我们来讲一下巧妙的手。
And after we talk about the heart, let's talk about the hands.
这边所讲的巧妙的手呢，是讲到我们侍奉的一些的具体的方案。
And when we talk about skillful hands, we're talking about something practical.
就是我们的手如何把事工建立起来。
So, how do we use our hands to establish?
那我就提到了有一个所谓言教与身教。
So, let's look at both the words and the deeds.
我们如何的不论是在讲台上我们讲言教。
So, how we preach, how we talk, when we are in pulpit.
言教必须建立在身教的基础上面。
But the words have to be established on the foundation of the deeds.
这样子你所讲的话呢，才是有分量的。
Such that your words may have some weight.
不然的话呢，只是些空的话，响的锣，鸣的雹。
Otherwise, your words become very empty.
我们先是有一个的以身作则的一个态度。
So our life has to be an example.
然后呢，我们所讲的话就是能够感染人。
Such that our words may be effective.
再过来，我们说手中的巧妙呢，需要建立起人际的关系。
And the skillful hands also include interpersonal relationship.
我们说传道人，往往呢重视的是传跟道，缺乏那个人学。
When we talk about a preacher, we often talk about preach and forget the person.
我们真的要学习，首先建立起一个堂堂正正的一个人。
We have to establish a person first.
谦谦和和的跟人来同工。
A humble servant working with other people.
建立起一个圣经的关系学。
And build a good biblical interpersonal relationship.
不是呢，我们一般所谓的哈，有关系，有关系，就没关系，没关系，没关系就有关系。
And not relationship that build on prophets and personal opinions.
那我们需要真正的学习建立起一种的人和的人际关系。
And may God grant us a good peaceful interpersonal relationship.
与人建立起这种的能够 真正的同工的关系。
May there be teamwork.
我看到呢，不少的很有恩赐的人。
I've seen many very gifted people.
他们在读神学的时候。
When they study in seminary.
很多的自我表现。
They have many good achievements.
但是呢，不能跟人相处的。
But they fail to work with other people.
人际关系很不好的。
They have poor interpersonal relationships.
我可以预测到他将来侍奉上的那条路呢是怎么走的。
I can almost foresee how this person is going to perform in future.
我们求主帮助我们在神学院里边训练，不能是你的头脑呢知道很多神学知识。
And may the Lord have mercy on us when we are in seminary, not just train our brain to have knowledge.
我们要学习如何表达我们的意见，如何跟人沟通，如何的跟人同工。
Pray, we also learn how to communicate, how to work with one another.
那这一切呢，都应该在神学院里边，在生命里边来塑造我们的。
And this is the skills we have to learn when we are in seminary.
那再过来我们说呢，情与理都要并重的。
And we have to talk about a balance of our reason and our emotion.
那发乎情，止于理。
And we have to start from the heart, but we have to be controlled with reason.
那这种的平衡是需要有的。
And this balance is necessary.
有的人他很会讲话，很会分析。
Some people, they are very analytical.
但是呢，那没有感情的。
But there's no heart.
那处处讲的话呢，都是对的，但是伤害人的。
The words may be very to the point, but they also hurt.
那有的人呢是好好先生。
Some people they like to please people.
你好我好。
Everyone is good. Everyone is okay.
不讲理的。
But there's no reason at all.
那我们需要呢，凭爱心来说诚实话。
But we have to speak the truth in love.
那我们说基督的人性跟神性两方面的都要配合的。
Jesus has both divinity and humanity.
那再过来呢，我们需要用神的话语教导别人。
We have to teach with the words of God.
也要用生命的见证来引导他们。
We have to lead by a life example.
这种教导引导是需要彼此配合的。
So we teach, we train, we lead.
引导呢，就是我们用不但是用同情心，更是用同理心跟人来相处。
Such that we use empathy to communicate to work with one another.
我能够进入别人的处境里边来感受一下他所感受的。
We can empathize with other people's situation.
然后呢，我们能够把他从这个处境里边逐渐的提高。
And we can help the person to grow in that situation.
带领他进入耶稣基督的里边。
And to bring the person closer to Christ.
所以这种直接的教导与间接的启发都需要有的。
So the direct and indirect teaching both are necessary.
那我们再过来看。
And that's, that's
作为一个管家。
As a steward.
我们需要有一些管理的一个的才能的。
We have to have some management skills.
做管家所要求的是忠心、良善。
A steward has to be faithful, has to be good.
同时有见识。
And has knowledge.
所以你看，管理一个教会，不管这个教会呢是五十人。
To lead a church, regardless whether the church only has 50 people.
或是五千人。
Or 5,000.
你都需要懂得基本的一些管理学。
We need to have some basic skills in management.
所以我们对行政的管理。
So how we manage.
对事工的推展。
How we work with ministry.
对一些的策略我们都需要有的。
How we strategize, we need to have the training and the skills.
那在神学里边呢可以教你很多的有关行政管理的。
In seminary, we actually can learn a lot about this.
但是呢，你是否忠心，是否良善，是生命的问题。
But whether a person is faithful and good, that's the question of life.
我怕呢，你不但是重视一些外在的一些技巧的东西。
Pray we don't just emphasize on the skills.
不但是注重一些的神学理论、神学道理的一些的问题。
Or theological knowledge.
而是真正在生命里边我们来长进。
May our heart, our life may grow.
总的来讲呢，我们的心跟手呢需要平衡。
The heart and the hand need to grow together.
我们往往呢，把这两个的姊妹玛利亚跟马大呢，把二分化的把它分出来。
Often we separate Martha and Maria.
我们说我们愿意做玛利亚，在主的跟前来听主的道。
We often say we would like to be like Mary who come to the feet of Jesus.
马大呢，他是忙乱。
And Martha is too busy.
其实呢，这两个姊妹我们需要有一个平衡。
But actually, we need both.
心智上，我们要有玛利亚的心智。
We need to have the heart of Mary.
在侍奉的巧妙上，我们需要有马大的手脚。
But the skills, we need the hands of Martha.
所以我们说，各位弟兄姊妹，
so, brother and sister,
在诗篇七十八篇七十二节里边。
So in Psalms 78-72,
我们要用心中的纯正，手中的巧妙来牧养神的羊群。
We need to learn to shepherd with the integrity of our heart and skillful hands.
求主帮助我们在成长的过程里边。
May the Lord help us in our growth.
我们的心跟我们的手同时的来长进。
Our heart and our hands grow together.
我们低头做个祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你从五湖四海把我们召聚到了飞圣。
You call us from all places.
我们的生命历程也每一个人不同。
We come from a different journey.
但是你都是让我们来装备成为你的一个仆人。
But you equip us to serve you.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从生命的内涵里面开始。
Pray we start from the heart.
让我们的心能纯正。
May our heart be pure.
真真蒙你所悦纳。
And be pleasing to you.
求主帮助我们手中所做的一切。
May you bless our hands.
都是有从你而来的巧妙。
May our hands be skillful with resources from you.
我们懂得如何建立起别人，建立起教会。
Such that we learn how to build other people, how to build a church.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.